Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh, ooh.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hello, here I am. Welcome to the show. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Same crew as yesterday on the show. Taylor McGraw, Brian Frangie. Hello. Noah, I still get nervous when I pronounce her last name.
Avior.
Avior? Avior.
Avior.
God.
Oh, I thought it was avoir.
I can't. It should be, because it's almost like the French verb avoir.
Yeah, but it's almost like on
O and I is separate. Wait, avior.
Avior. Oh, it's I-O-R.
Avior.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'll never, I don't know how to get it right.
Soon.
I don't know.
So
it's true.
Don't even bother.
And then what is Avi's last name?
Culloway.
Oh, even worse.
Culloway. Okay, that is...
Noah Culloway.
I don't even know that I knew that. God,
there's Noah Culloway. I'm going to do that.
Wait, so Noah is getting... She's pregnant. Noah's pregnant. Noah's getting married.
Shotgun.
Are you going to get married? Shotgun.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you're doing it in Florida? Is this...
Yeah, in Florida.
Wow.
And when is the date? And why aren't we invited?
Well, you are going to be away, Nikki. And it's a small wedding anyway. So I was just like... Should I invite Nikki to this? She's going to be hanging out with like family and stuff. That might be weird.
Mm-hmm. Wait, where am I during this?
Australia?
I'm on the road somewhere. Oh, I'm in Australia. What's the date?
The 18th of February.
Yeah, I am going to be in Australia.
Wait, you're going to Australia this year?
Yeah, in
a
month.
God.
I'll be in Australia.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm going. Chris's friend has a wedding. And yeah, we're going for
that
wedding.
Are you going to his wedding, not mine?
Yeah. It's a she.
Yeah, Florida's
Chris
too
has
far.
Female friends. So much to my chagrin. Just kidding. Yeah, it's a pretty long go. And then I'm also going to see Taylor Swift there. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Eras.
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to see Eras possibly in Melbourne and Sydney.
How long is Eras?
Melbourne.
How long is the show? I'm so glad you asked.
How long is.
How long is she performing?
Going on?
Till next November.
So it's like a 2-year tour called Eras.
Mm. A year and a half. Okay. A year and maybe some more.
Did you see the big Easter egg in her Golden Globes outfit? Do you know what it was?
She wears like a snake ring or something?
Mm-mm, it was her nails.
What? Oh, her nails.
She never gets her nails done. It means that she's taking
a
break.
Yeah, she does have long nails. Oh, is that what it means?
Yeah, because she can't play guitar with long nails on both hands. And she had both
That's
her
true,
nails
But
done.
You can just... have your fake nails for a little bit. They're probably not even fake. She's just so extraordinary.
Yeah, maybe she got just nails for
nails
the Golden Globes.
She was wearing them last night at the studio at Electric Lady Studio where she goes to record. So we just think she was doing vocals last night. But yes, she does have long nails and every Swiftie's freaking out. Like, we've never seen our girl with long nails before, but they're beautiful. They're like yours, Taylor.
I noticed she was going like this a lot, like you do when you get a haircut. Like, when you get your nails done, you... constantly
you
tap
can't
on things.
Stop. You're just like such a woman.
Like, remember at Anya's wedding, she kept like, she'd yes! like tap on your face when she's talking to you, and she was like, oh, staring at him.
Yes, it is. It does become, it's so nice when you have long nails.
But how do you keep them nice? Are you not rummaging in things? Or do you, you probably just have strong nails.
Mine are so thin, but I put dip gel on them.
Oh,
so
to strengthen them.
Yeah.
Yeah, tobacco.
Yeah. Brian's like, tobacco? Okay, take note.
I Noah, you're a nail girl too, right? You like having nice nails?
I love having nice nails, but I don't keep up with them because I don't like the way they feel after I peel the gel off.
Oh,
so I'll just very seldom do it.
It's horrible.
They're so naked and like vulnerable.
Oh, yeah. I scratched hate up. It takes a
dip
layer off your
peel.
Nails.
Oh no,
dip
yeah, it makes your nails weak, right?
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I haven't done gel for years.
Yeah.
But what do you do?
I don't like going to the nail salon. It is
I
boring.
I hate it.
Why does anyone,
like
why do we do that?
Wait, so
because
you don't
need
get
to
gel?
Have nice nails?
To look pretty.
No, I don't do gel. So I just do regular.
You let it dry? You have the patience to let it dry?
Well, you put it under that machine.
It's so hard, but I just set my, like 10 to 15 minutes, scroll on my phone, and then I go home and I get, in the, this just happened for the Emmys, got my nails done. Went home, got in the shower, it heated it back up, and they, I was, you know how sometimes you get a little, like, a little ripple in it, and you can just smooth it out by, like, touching it with your finger? It scooped off the entire nail color, the entire thing, because whatever they put on as a top coat or a bottom coat made it just slick, so it was like the
like
tectonic
the
plates
pizza.
Just... Yes. Yes. St. Louis reference, yeah, and so I was just cursing it out, because I'm like, I just paid $40 for my nails. And they're already fucked. And I had to have Carlisle. I had to ask her if she could go to CVS and match my nail color. So this is the nail that came off and it doesn't match the others. And they're all ripply. They all look like
just
they've been through an earthquake.
On the Emmys with that one.
Yeah, I does.
You look like, this is what I do. If I
kept
break
this
a nail,
on the
like,
red
cover.
Carpet. I was like, gonna just put my finger in my mouth like,
sexy baby.
Yeah.
Allie just got a new nail polish and she was saying how great it was because it's like a special new nail polish that lasts a week. It's like impervious to ripples.
I think I know what this is.
What is it?
I don't know what it is.
I think it's called...
I don't believe in it.
No, it's so good. I got my nails done with it one time and I was obsessed with it, but they're like $25 a piece. Mm. Maybe even more. I think they're $30 a
per
piece.
Nail.
Per nail.
Yeah,
nail.
Yeah. Nail polish that lasts.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come up right away. I bet.
Really?
Everyone's talking about
it.
It's the big new thing in nail technology.
I bet you. Any? Will you? If I say the name, will you know it? Will it?
No, I didn't. I stopped listening.
Oh, she didn't even. You're surprised you know this much.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some really good nail stuff. God, I'll find out what it is. Brian, do some research, even though you have no information.
Click, click. Nails, new good nail thing.
Just go to the bathroom.
It's like
and see what Allie
pretty
has
nail or something. Oh yeah, go snoop in your lady's stuff. Go to her separate bathroom. Does she have a separate bathroom or is it just bedrooms?
There's two bathrooms. So I guess technically it's separate. I'll go snoop right now. We'll see what I can dig up.
Are you really going to?
I'll go snoop. Let's see. What's
okay,
the nail
okay,
polish?
See if we can get,
let's
or
see
text what, her and see what that name of that thing is because I think I know what it is and it's I can't think of the name. It's not
yeah.
Googling.
Well, she's
there was
at work,
this one
so she's
salon
not
I went
text
to.
Back.
Can you bring the camera and show
what?
Us?
She's not
and
on
do
her phone
reveal?
At work. Who's not on their phone at work? Okay, he's going to investigate.
I wanted him to bring the camera and show us what was
so,
in there.
Brian does separate bedrooms.
Oh, everyone
I'm now
does
doing
separate
bedrooms.
Bedrooms.
I always
judged it. So
do some
other girls
it.
We know.
Yes. Anya was going to do separate bedrooms because she got sick and then was sleeping in the guest room. And she was on the girls chat sharing about how it was so nice having her own space and just having a separate bedroom. And she was like, I'm thinking about talking to Matt about doing separate bedrooms. I was inspired by that because...
Oh, I thought they did do it.
No, she was sick. So she got in my head about like, this is a good plan. So I said something to Chris about it because I just want Chris to be able to have his own room and his own space. And like,
he
I
wakes
want my
up
own
really
room, like,
early, right? For radio.
Yes,
and stuff.
He does. He wakes up so early and he feels guilty. I don't really care that he gets up early. I can wake up and just be like, haha, you have to go to work. Like, it's, I kind of like when he wakes up early and there's nothing better than waking up
I
and knowing that you get to sleep
in.
4 more hours. I don't like that he has to go.
Back.
I'm not like, yeah, what'd you learn?
Let's well, see. I went in the bathroom.
He's back from his adventure.
I went in the bathroom and
he's very sweaty and he's covered in like some kind of fine mist.
I'm looking through
some pine needles.
Was there a wintry mix where you went?
I looked through some drawers and I realized I was in way over my head. I have no
he
idea
even
what
know
I'm looking
nail
at.
Polish.
I know what
you
a nail polish thing looks
nail
like,
polish
but
bottle.
I was like, I don't know what any of this stuff is. It's really, truly a mystery to me. There's all these creams, all these bottles. There's lots of medications, and I had no idea what I was looking at. And I was like, there's just no way I'm going to find it in a reasonable amount of time.
Okay.
Reporting from a woman's bathroom.
Dazzle dry. Dazzle dry.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know what just happened? So I Googled nail polish that lasts. Mm-hmm. And Dazzle Dry was nowhere on the Google list. Uh-huh. I wrote in nail polish that lasts long, Dazzle Dry, right away. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, huh.
Just know that
stupid.
I mean last long. Last
they paid
what?
For the word long, maybe.
Maybe.
To go on Google.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that. But yeah, Dazzle Dry was is the brand that, if girls, if you're listening, I can't say enough, like, pay the extra $5 when you go to get a manicure and you see they have Dazzle Dry and it's like a more expensive. Pay that extra because they last so much longer. They don't chip as much. I am someone who my nail polish chips immediately. I dig in purses too harshly. I just, I pick at things. Like I am like, I'll pick a sticker off something. And even though I know that this is going to hurt my nail, I can't stop and I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, Dazzle Dry was really impressive to me and I'm going to get back on that bandwagon and order some. Nails, I think they always feel good, but they are pointless to get. I'm getting a facial today. I'm so excited about it. It's one of those hydro facials that just like, have you ever had one? It's like a, oh, you wouldn't like it. It kind of is like the straw.
Oh.
At the dentist. It literally is that straw. It like sucks the things out of your skin, but then it puts in water too. So it's circulating constantly. Have you ever had one, Noah? A hydro facial?
Yes, I've had it once.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, they good. I thought like they were kind of bullshit because they were so in for a while, like 10 years ago. And then I didn't hear anyone recommend them. And then I went to my to get Botox last week. And I was like, I'm just like dry and feeling like coming out of Colorado. I don't know how anyone has any moisture in their skin in that state. And she was like, you should do a hydrofacial. And I was like, I should do one. And so I'm getting that today. And it's just gentle and makes you feel so good.
What about if you did it with oil?
Juicy.
I rub my face with oil night and day.
I rub my face with this stuff that I use, and it
plant
makes me feel so
squalling.
Hydrated. Plant squalling. Yes. You gotta get plant some for Allie. I wonder if she would love it. But she already has such smooth skin. Like, I have to ask you guys, Noah, Taylor, what keeps your skin from feeling dry on your face? Like, before this plant squalling stuff, I could find nothing. Maybe
castor
an oil.
Castor oil,
but that is so sticky.
Yeah, I put it on at night. And then the morning, sesame oil, but my skin looks like an old mummy. So
yeah, I don't really want to hear what you have to say. No, it doesn't look like an old mummy. But
yeah,
will you try some plant squalling and tell me what you feel?
Yes. Try the squalling. Get on the squalling.
I've tried it. Will you go get it? Have you tried it recently?
No.
Choo choo.
Go get it right now?
Yeah, go get it. Do you know what it is?
We're all going on a mission.
There we go.
Yeah, everyone
brown
gets
sets
on the mission. Brown little bottle.
Get that squalling.
Get that squalling, girl. I'm so obsessed with it. I know that I talk about it all the time, but I'm out
such
in the open.
It's like the cure for cancer. It's like the cure for cancer is actually only $3. And that's why the pharmaceutical companies don't let you have it. Because the treatment is worth more than the cure.
Your mic's going to get cut. Be careful.
Yeah. You are about to get muted by Big
Sorry.
Brother.
Yeah. I mean, the real person behind all of this pharmaceutical.
Oh,
that
so makes sense, though. Oh, no.
Yeah,
wait a second.
Go.
We were about to learn.
That was like a little dad bit.
I really did think you got cut off. Like, I forgot the joke, and it worked. I was like, oh, God, we're having issues. That's how quick my brain resets. We were just getting ready for the show. Taylor and I was just doing my makeup, and she got here early before yesterday's show, actually.
Mm.
And I was putting on makeup. And she's like my housekeeper, too. I don't like that word, but she comes in, unpacks me. Anytime she's here to do the podcast, mm-hmm. she unpacks me. She straightens up my house. She like does things around the house. She knows where everything in my house is. She knows where, that's why I was like, you know where the plant squalane is. Even though she doesn't, she's been gone a while.
Yeah.
She's on an adventure.
Yeah.
And
she's your butler.
Yes. Oh, she's back from her adventure.
Oh my god.
Squalane.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, I want you to like, wait, did you already get some?
I put some on.
Okay.
But doesn't it feel so slick?
It's so slick.
You put it everywhere, dude. It's so amazing. Okay, I love it so much.
Squalling.
But we were just getting ready, and you... I love Taylor because she's a really... She's always been cleaning my room since we were in high school, and it's been like a thing. Now she gets paid to do it,
straighten.
But she was...
Awesome.
Straighten.
Living
yeah, not clean. But you are clean.
I clean.
I call
sometimes,
it cleaning.
But
I feel
not
like
really.
Straightening is cleaning.
But
to me, those are like, it's like supper and dinner. They're the same thing to me. But yeah, I have a housekeeper come once every 2 weeks to like clean. Mm-hmm. And then Taylor comes and unpacks me and like makes my stuff organized. But it was really funny this morning. She was like, walking into my bedroom, which is a mess, not like a total mess, but just messy enough. And she's like, I love how you leave a little trail. Like there's a sock here. And then you can just see,
you can see the body. It's like a forensic.
It is a crime scene. You can see exactly the moves I made because I'll take off a sock and I won't take off both socks and then put them somewhere together. Uh-huh. I just throw them where they were when I took them off. And then I take off the pants and I just drop, I kick them off where they land. And we were in my bathroom and she says, it looks exactly the same as your high school bathroom. People ask me if you've changed and you haven't at all. It's still this, and not that that's the way I would change if I became a celebrity,
but it's evident that like, yeah, nothing. I mean, you haven't changed a lot. Honestly.
It would be funny if that's smarter. How you did change.
I was I was an idiot back then.
Everyone's smarter than when they were 14, 15.
That's so true. Oh, I just saw a tweet yesterday that's from Joel Kim Booster that was like, stop saying you were cool in high school. No one was cool when you were 16. You were
so
fucking 16.
You were a fuck.
You were a total fuck. No one was. Can you imagine the coolest 16-year-old right now as an adult? They are not cool.
No.
No one's cool at 16. Mm-mm. No one. It really made me laugh at it. Made me realize.
Who says that anyway? I was cool, man. You don't know. Oh, parents. They're like, you should listen to my advice because I was cool.
Yeah, no one likes to say they were cool in high school. Being cool in high school is only cool when you are in high school. If you say that as an adult that you were cool in high school, I don't even know any. People were cool in high school, but they will never admit it. They just say, I was friends with everyone.
I was one of those people that had friends in every group.
A parent as an argument to their child who's like not listening to them to be like, you know, in high school, I was actually cool. I can see that working. Mm.
What does that mean? Like
see it working.
Like take my advice. I was cool in high school once.
Yeah, like the kid is at that age where they're rebelling and they're saying like, I'm not gonna listen to you. You're so lame, mom. And then she's like, actually, I was pretty cool in high school. I was, you know, I had sex with everybody.
Yeah. My mom was like, I hung out with Scott Bakula.
Oh yeah, because he was in her grade.
What? Dracula?
Yeah, we didn't care about Scott Bakula. No. That meant nothing to us.
Quantum
Even
Leap?
Though his
okay.
nephew is my dentist now, because
St. Louis. Really?
Dr. Bakula.
Bakula.
You know that Mitch Hedberg joke.
It's yeah, I was really, just about to say.
It's not his best joke. But
Dr. Acula is my doctor. Yeah.
I went to the doctor.
Dracula.
All he did was suck my blood. Don't go see Dr. Acula. Yeah.
There was a guy on the plane 2 days ago who looked exactly like Mitch Hedberg sitting next to me.
Oh, shit.
As I do on a plane, I didn't talk to the person the whole time. Not because I was like, I'm not talking to you. Like, we just didn't talk the entire ride. I was sleeping. And he was kind of like trying to make conversation early on. Like, I'm talking about tarmac LAX when we were about to take off. Like, oh, I haven't eaten anything all day. Like, kind of saying things to himself, but like to me.
Mm.
Oh, and I wasn't taking the bait. I was like, I don't want this because I know this person has a story.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Oh, such
and this
interesting
person's going
just
through something.
To me. Oh, my God.
There
what an incredible
cheese
journey
on my
I
sandwich
just went through.
And I ordered cheese.
Yeah, it was just there was this guy had stuff going on in his head and he wanted to talk to someone about it. And I just didn't feel like doing that.
No.
But when we landed, so I slept the whole time. He did not bother me again. I love this guy. We landed. And he said something like, I lifted up the window shade. And he goes, man, bad weather here. And I go, because it's like totally white, right? As I open the window. We're like upon approach. Totally white when I open the window. And he goes, oh, bad weather. And I go, we're in the clouds. I was such a bitch. I was already had this guy pinpointed as someone who just wanted to strike up conversation about anything and like
do anything to get conversation.
And I wasn't being a bitch. I was just like, no, I think it's the clouds. Like I didn't say it in a mean way, but I just told the story in a mean way. But he goes, no, I know, but it seems like there's like big clouds that are like, this is definitely
nice
rain clouds.
Try.
And he had a good point. He actually was right. He wasn't an idiot. He knew we were in the clouds, but he was like, these are significant clouds. And he was right. It was shitty weather in St. Louis. And he's like, are you from St. Louis? And I go, yeah.
Oh, he got
That's
you.
When I start talking because, you know, it's on the descent.
Time
We're
limit.
Getting off the plane soon. I'm actually kind of feeling chatty. I just woke up. I finished my Diet Coke. I'm having a surge of caffeine. I'm kind of feeling like I'm ready to make a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So he looks identical to Mitch Hedberg. And this is also intriguing to me. It was the first time I had like looked at him and I'm like, oh my God, he's Mitch Hedberg, but with like kind of more gray in his hair. He's probably like mid to late 40s. And he looks, he's interesting looking. He's nice looking gentleman, Mitch Hedberg hair, like, but like hippie style. And he's like, yeah, I haven't been back to St. Louis in forever. I grew up here. And I'm like, okay, there's a story going on here. Something's happening. He's coming back for the first time in like 25 years. What's happening? Right.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes, what do you do? I go, I live here. And he was like, oh, so you were in LA for work. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, what do you do? And I was like, I'm a comedian. He goes, what's your name? And I said, Nikki Glaser. He goes, oh my God, what? I know you. Holy shit. Whoa. And he kind of had that moment of like, oh my God, I can't believe what? I'm sitting next to you. You're so great. You know, he's really nice.
Like, aren't you supposed to be in first class?
Yeah, people are always shocked when I'm on a Southwest flight, but it's like there's not a lot of options out
Southwest
of St. Louis.
Rules.
And Southwest rules. I will always
the
fly
ultimate
Southwest.
Southwest.
And so, but I'm boarding group A. Don't you forget it. I will pay the extra to get boarding group A 1 through 15. It's
save me a seat, bitch.
I will save you a seat. What you do is if you want to save someone a seat, and this is cheating and it's lying and I don't condone it because I would never do it, but if you want to on a flight, you know, a lot of times people are flying together and they want to sit next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, I guess middle seats would probably be open a lot. But if you want to save a middle seat for your partner or a seat for your partner, put their bag, if they're loading later, put their bag or something in their seat and say they're in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. The old in the bathroom trick.
That tells people they're already on the plane. Now it's a lie and I don't like lying, so I wouldn't do it, but it would work because I do often throw myself in the chair and I always go to the bathroom right when I get on a plane. For some reason, I just never remember to before I board. And people are always annoyed by it because you have to like swim back upstream like a desperate salmon.
Oh yeah.
And so anyway, this guy,
it's normal salmon. I don't know if it's desperate.
No, I feel desperate. I feel like there's like,
no, it's like,
I guess
you make that noise.
Never
also
look desperate unless they're like out of water and then they're just like,
and they're like they just go,
but their eyes are just like kind of stagnant. If animals could express pain in their eyes more, we would have more empathy, but they just are like,
yeah, fish, I don't feel sorry for.
But you should because they feel pain. But anyway, I'll tell you what happened with this guy when we get back from break. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking. I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I found the Joel Kim Booster tweet. It said, no one was cool in high school. You were 16. You sucked ass. Made me laugh. Okay, so this guy on the plane, he's like, you know, he's very sweet about me and he's not overdoing it or anything. And we're talking about comedians we like. And he tells me, I ask him, I'm like, what do you do? And he's like, well, what did he say?
I used to be a comedian, but I died.
No, he used to be a musician. He's something else now. I kind of got it. Yeah, it's Mitch. Maybe Tyler Henry. Maybe I had a Tyler Henry experience. Oh, maybe the seat next to me was empty
someone,
the whole time.
And then later someone was like, that's so nice. You didn't have anybody next to you in your seat.
Well, his name was Ben, and he used to be in a band called like Vacation Time that they had like a deal back in the mid-aughts, and they were like a punk California rock band. And then he hasn't played music in forever. And I said, why not? It just makes me so sad when I hear about people that are like virtuosos in music. And then they go like, I don't know, I haven't played in like 13 years. She's like, what? That's like on, you have that in your fingers right now and you don't do anything with it.
Maybe they play the drums.
They don't. They like loud. I said, do you like, well, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. But just if you have musical talent, please go do use it. For those of us out there who don't have musical talent and like that's natural, don't keep that shit in a drawer. Go use it. You have it. Like, that is such an extraordinary talent. If you speak another language, show that shit off more. That's like really extraordinary. Anya's just like never talks Russian. And I'm like, you know Russian? That's like the hardest language to learn next to Mandarin.
Yeah.
You know, like it really is. I saw a chart of like the hardest languages to learn. It's right up there with like Chinese. To know a extraordinarily difficult language like that is so cool. I'd be doing it. I'd be dying all over the place.
But who would she talk to? I mean, she can't talk to me.
I would just say, I would just be like, guys, I'm going to just talk Russian for a bit and like impress you. I just think it would be impressive to all of us. Like, I would love to hear, I love hearing her speak Russian. I forget she speaks Russian sometimes. It's just like, I just want her to do it at parties, like a guitar player, you know, ruin a party with your Russian in the corner.
Speaking a different language is so cool, especially if it's like unexpected.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I had a friend in New York
can speak
who
another language.
Is Mexican, but she looks in, like a white person. And I remember I went to a deli one time with her, and everyone working there was Latino of some kind. And they asked her what she wanted, and she started speaking to them in Spanish. And you could see for like the first couple of phrases, they were like, come on, don't talk to me in fucking Spanish, you fucking white lady. But then she just kept going, and it was so fluent that they were like, oh, and then they got so excited and they were started speaking back to her in Spanish. And I was like, that's like the coolest trick.
A whole group of people will be impressed by
it. It's so cool. Yeah.
My sister speaks fluent Spanish because she's a language teacher and she's incredible at it. And I'm like, break that out all the time. Yeah. Noah, do you ever get to break out your
Spanish
or your Hebrew skills?
Yeah, I do sometimes. And people are very impressed by it because I don't have any semblance of an Israeli accent.
I don't even
accent.
Know what Hebrew sounds like. Can you say a phrase? Can you say like, this is the Nikki Glaser podcast. Let's get started with the show in Hebrew.
I'm guessing podcast is podcast in Hebrew.
I'm curious.
Just with an accent. Yeah. Okay, I'll say something else. Ani lo yodat ma
lagidcha.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, exactly.
What did you say?
I don't know what to tell you, Brian. That's what I said.
God. You didn't say Brian.
I didn't say Brian, but I added that.
Brian is Vaslak.
Last night, Tyler Henry, by the way, was like, it's Brian. And someone goes, I have a brother named Brian. And someone was like, I'm Brian. He goes, is it with a Y? And he goes, no. And he goes, this one's with a Y. Sorry, sit down. Like, it was that
specific. Someone else stood up, walked to the mic, and then didn't ever make it to the mic. And then the producer, whoever, said, oh, she thought it was Ryan. Like, just listen to what they're saying.
St. Louis, I can't tell you enough how disappointed I was
Did
with
you
your showing
Leonard?
Last night at the Tyler Henry Show.
I said Brian.
I asked Larry, the guy that got us backstage. I said, Larry, is St. Louis slower than other towns? And he was like, well, the mics were kind of in weird places. And I was like,
just answer
just
the question.
Just tell me yes, because I was ashamed at how slow my city was. But I will, this gets back to us in the bathroom and you saying I haven't changed. I was like putting on my makeup and I you were like, you're faster now than you were in high school. I was like, I think I was fast in high school too, because I got told a lot like slow down or whatever, or like you're too rough with things and you plop down too hard and you're gonna break that couch, Nikki, and all these things. And but I was saying, I can't imagine someone doing like, give me that squalane. I can't imagine someone putting this on.
The squalling disaster.
It's only $7. I have so
seven
many
bucks. That's cheap.
I know. Okay. So this is how someone puts on squalling. They go like this and they go, It's in the dropper. Okay. Oh,
it's got a little bit in the dropper.
So you're doing Kirsten right now.
Just me, Kirsten.
Oh, interesting.
But like, okay, it's in the dropper, and then I'm gonna drop like one, two, three. I just go, you know, and then you go like this, and then they put it on like this. They'll like rub it in, like, and then they'll like rub it like gently, like blot, like. Who? I don't even it would be so
like a watercolor painter
move
on your own face.
And these people have kids and jobs, and I just go, how do you get anywhere in life?
Because people like, I think it's their form of like meditation, or like they're just being in the moment or something.
No,
it's
really
is impossible.
You
for
have
some people
to really try hard to be that slow, at least for me.
I don't think you do.
No,
I think
some people
don't. You do.
They must not.
Yeah.
You would, yeah.
Well, it's interesting because I was watching this Instagram video last night of this trans man who I've never seen someone look so much like a man. Like, I've never seen someone pass this hard. I mean, most trans people I know are pretty passing, and I don't even think trans people are required to pass. I don't give a shit what you do, but this person is, I can't even believe hormones made this person into a man this much. And he showed a picture of himself when he was still a girl or whatever. And I was like, this person must have started transitioning as a baby or something, because they are such a masculine man. He looked like, like the guy on the paper towels, Brawny.
Oh, the Brawny man.
You know, yeah, he looked like the Brawny
so
man.
So the manliest
huge,
man ever.
Thick beard.
Wow.
Huge, thick eyebrows. Sideburns down the side. Like just broad shoulders. Like, it was so impressive.
He was holding paper towels
in its own way. Again, I don't think trans men need to be presenting as men, but I just couldn't believe.
Was
he's
it Buck
paper
Angel?
Towels.
Is that who you?
I was using paper towels to sop up my fucking pussy because I was like, this is the most masculine man I've ever seen in my life. No, it wasn't Buck Angel, but he's this guy. I sent it to Anya because I could not. It was really fascinating because he was talking. Look at this guy, Taylor. I'm about to show you. Tell me you. You will not believe that this used to be a woman. You won't believe it. Look at.
Whoa.
And listen to his voice.
I went to work at a steel mill. And everybody wants to know, how did I survive? So I essentially was Jane Goodall at the steel mill. Like, I was just.
Okay, so he talks about being a man at the steel mill as a trans man. And he's totally passing, so no one's even going to question it. But he's talking about how men move and behave and how he studied these men at the steel mill, like in a, in a really male dominant, like kind of blue collar environment, and how men behave. And I don't know what his purpose of this TikTok was. It kind of showed up on my Reddit. I think he kind of gives tips about two trans men about how to act more masculine, or I don't really know. It was like an anthropological study. People in the comments are like, I can't even believe how well he's defined like what it is to be a man. He said to be the perfect man around other men and to assert dominance, you spread out as much as you can. So whatever chair you're next to, unless there's a woman nearby, in which case you keep it more. But if you're around other men, you take a chair next to you, you pull it towards you, and you drape your hand on that chair. So you take up as much sitting places as you can. And whenever you look at someone,
is that how you're sitting right now?
What?
Yeah, it's, no. Brian's
learning. He's taking notes. He's just trying to hide his hand.
I'm looking at this guy on the TikTok. That's sorry. I was just trying to look at his face.
Wait, I got to show you this, Brian. I'm just going to send it to you.
I see him. I have a TikTok of him. I know who he is.
How do you know?
I just found him.
Steel mill?
I did trans man steel mill.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, isn't this guy amazing? He's in his car, right?
Yeah, he's in his car. He's got the beard. He's got a really long mustache.
What's his TikTok so people can find him?
The Gravel Bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
He loves gravel. Always so has.
Then he also says, this was interesting, instead of when men look at each other, like, to be intimidating to other men, because he's talking about being in these circumstances where men are trying to assert dominance. Mm-hmm. So when you look like at a man, when a man makes a joke, don't laugh unless it's funny. Manly men do not laugh at other men's jokes. It's a sign of insecurity if you're giving someone a laugh when they don't deserve it. Mm-hmm. So you just stare them down if they make a joke that you don't like or that doesn't make sense. And you will be the alpha male within minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, don't look at a man straight like this with your head. Tilt like this when they're talking.
Oh.
If you tilt your head. So you look at this. Look at me looking like this.
Nice. Nice girl. Mean man.
I haven't changed my facial expression. I just changed my tilt of my head to an upwards motion of like, you kind of are like almost assessing them. And
that's
then
too
the
thuggish.
One that
I think that
really
makes you
liked,
look insecure.
That's, yeah, it's thuggish, ruggish.
No, this guy looked hot when he was doing it. And then, but he's just saying about other men. And then there was one more that was really good. I can't remember. Oh, this was the one that made me think of all of this. move slowly. Masculine men do not like if they drop something. Yeah.
It's like a sissy move to rush.
Yeah. So if he's in line at the grocery store and he has a Coke in his hand and the bottle falls on the ground, if you go like this, like, trying to get it, you look like a pussy. But if you drop it and you just go,
ooh,
you look so cool.
Everything you're doing is looking like Snoop for some reason, or yes, like
Snoop
a rapper.
Moves very slow.
Maybe like it's because you said he's very masculine. But now I'm picturing like rappers. They're very slow.
Smooth and slow.
They're very spready, yeah. And they're very look downy.
Chin up thing. That's is a good like point. A guy that Eminem's facing an 8 mile, and he's gonna lose. That's what.
Oh, that's a good point.
And then you just he's annihilate losing. That guy.
But this guy's just really he's not an asshole, by the way. This guy is just saying, like, men are pathetic. He's almost, like, calling out men, like, this is so dumb that we all have to do this mm-hmm. stuff, or, like, this stuff works. But I really like to think of, like, it made me want to be a little bit more masculine in some ways of, like, I don't need to move fast when I'm moving fast, it makes me look like I can be preyed upon very quickly.
Yeah.
I don't look confident.
You look silly is how I think, because I'm really fast and I think I look like a silly goose.
Yeah. But even when I was like, yes, when I was walking out on the Emmys and there was that long way for me to walk, I started like kind of running because I'm like, because my insecurity is that no one wants to watch me walk. Mm-hmm. I'm so boring. These poor people have to look at me
walk. You know
walk.
What that reminds
me This is
me
so
of?
Embarrassing. I'm not hot enough to be just a hot person that like walks. I need to speed this up because I'm being inconvenient
to people.
Do you
do the same mm-hmm.
thing? It's a lack of confidence.
If someone stops for you like it's not really a crosswalk, but they just stop for you to cross the street. Do you just take your time crossing or do you like,
no,
I sprint
because that is the right thing to do. You're a fucking asshole. If you slow down, yeah. If you're someone is waiting for you to pull out of a parking space and you know,
you start texting
and you get in your car and start texting, or you, even if you sit up, put on your seatbelt, pull out before you put on your, you get the fuck out of that space. Then you put on your, I'm obviously joking, put on your seatbelt. But if you didn't take your time and fix the rear view mirror and you make sure your seat's adjusted, you're an asshole and you're desperate for attention and you need to get in other ways and you need to go talk to a therapist. You're
totally
a loser
agree.
Because you are purposely making other people wait.
You're getting back at your mom.
Yes. And it's not worth it in this parking lot at Target where this woman is just trying to get in and out. Like, you're not proving anything to her. You're not better than her. You're an asshole. Yeah. And I will say, yeah.
No, I hate when someone takes a long time to cross the street.
It's
like a power move. The other day it was happening and I was like, can you move your wheelchair any faster? You piece of shit.
What about these people when you're like, when you're going towards a door and you know you're going to be faster, but then they like speed up a little and then they go like, excuse you.
Oh God.
What are we going to do here?
Excuse you.
Shame.
This woman did that at the YMCA and I was like, I know I'm faster than you. You're going slow, but she sped up because she wanted like some attention. She wanted to like get into
fire.
She's dying for a fight. These people are dying for
it. People in the car want
before.
You to honk. They
I've
want
said,
you to be like,
you're welcome. I've been the other day I did it to Chris.
I said, what?
I pulled a real asshole move the other day with Chris. Like, he didn't thank me for something I thought I deserved to be thanked for. And because he just forgot. He was like feeling sick. He just like, and he's not an ungrateful person. He thanks me for literally everything. He's totally a thanker. But I just had it in my mind, like, he didn't thank me for this thing. And he did. And it was already on my mind and I wasn't talking about it because I just didn't want to confront it or whatever. But it's in my head and it's just brewing and it's like I'm heated to a boil. And then he did something else that annoyed me. And so instead of addressing that thing, I go,
it's like a chess game, like,
like he didn't ask me about
and
something else
falls into
that
place.
I thought he should ask me about. Yes. Like someone was, I was like, oh, they're sick. And he didn't ask a follow up because he was busy on something. Mm. He would have, but it was like circumstantial. Mm-hmm. And I go, and she's fine, by the way. And
oh,
by the way,
shit.
I go, by the way, you're welcome for earlier today. And he was like, what? He goes, I'm not your dad. I'm not your mom. And you're not 17. You can't talk to me like this. And I was like, that's a good point. Like, but I did say to him, I was like,
that's a very good point.
He goes, that's a shitty way to call someone out. He didn't say shitty, but he goes, that's like an immature, that's a childish way to call someone out. And I go, I think it actually, I know that it is, but it's fun. It's more fun than being like, by the way, it hurt my feelings that you didn't thank me earlier.
I want to talk to you for a minute.
It's funny. It's a funnier way to do it, to be sarcastic. So I'm it's indefensible. I should not talk to him like that. I don't like being a little like brat, like, sarcastic, But I will say I am a funny person. I like to present things in a funny manner. So in a creative manner, I do think I can be a super bitch in a really creative way.
You're being creative right now about your apology.
I am. But no, I did apologize. And I was like, yeah, I was shitty. And that was a childish thing. But I was in line to get on a plane the other day. Oh, my God. I almost had a Tom Segura where I like, you know what Tom Segura got in trouble for? By like people just got upset with him because he had a gate agent tell him something about his bag. Yeah, okay. So just to refresh everyone's mind, and he tweeted about it and he was like, you know, pissed about this gate agent, which I get his ire because first of all, I thought about Tom when this happened to me because I was like, Tom was just in a little worse mood than I was in this moment. If I would have just been in a worse mood and my day would have just got a little bit shittier up into this moment, I would have had the same reaction of like, I'm taking this to Twitter, you know, I was just, you know, or like they would have just
escalated.
Ultimate
tribunal Twitter.
Yeah. Well, so I was boarding this plane and, you know, famously on planes, you can have two things. You have one that goes in the overhead and one carry on.
And they're cracking down on that these days.
Oh, they're crack-a-lacking.
It's so dumb. Okay. I do understand when someone has three bags that are just crazy bags, but if I'm wearing a fanny pack that is clearly able to fit in my backpack. God. And you know for a fact, as soon as I get on the plane, I'm taking it out of my backpack anyway. Who gives a fuck? Yep. Truly, who gives a fuck? Because my backpack, you can tell it's not packed to the brim. That fanny pack could fit in there. Why do you need me to put it on in there when the second I get on board, I'm going to take it out?
The second you get on the sky bridge, you're going to take it out.
Exactly. So I am walking on and she goes, beige bag. And I have my headphones on and I go,
beige bag. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like your body is a beige sack of skin.
I was like, my bags are under my skin eyes are purple. Thank you very much. Like I did feel like a beige bag that day. My face was a beige baggy.
I'm always a BB.
Yeah. So beige bag. And I'm like, it's pink. No, it's beige. Sometimes Anya calls my bag pink. And I'm like, this is beige. But anyway, so she nailed that. She goes, beige bag. And I was like, what? And she was like, you need to consolidate your items. And by the way, I'm in the first boarding class. This is not Southwest. This is like, I'm in first class, right? So I've paid for this priority. I never want to have this moment. I'm not trying to bait them into it. I always remember to put my fanny pack in my bag before because I know this bullshit thing and I don't want to get called out. I had just forgotten,
annoying.
And so I go, oh, so sorry. So I undo my fanny pack. She goes, step aside, ma'am, to load it. And I go, but there's still two people in front of me that have to scan. And I go, I can do this right now. And while I'm still in the line, she goes, step aside, ma'am. Don't slow down the line. And I go, I'm not slowing down the line. Look what I'm doing. I go, look, oh my God, it's fitting in right now. It's so easy. And I'm trying to be like funny about it and be like, it's like, I got it. No, I don't have to step aside. She was like, ma'am, step aside. You're slowing down the line. I'm like, I literally am not slowing down the line. I just did it. And then I got it done before they scanned my pass. And I was like, yes. Yeah. But it was so
rude. What is going on there?
So dumb. Do you know? And there was a pilot in front of me.
Control necessary.
Who was like just, you know, doing a, you know when pilots just like fly in the plane?
Sad.
It's called
dead.
Deadheading.
Deadhead. Yes. Good job.
Is that it?
Yes, it is.
Woo.
He was deadheading. And so I think it's something with dead in it. So he was a deadhead. And so he had a Grateful Dead shirt on.
He had really long, weird hair for a pilot.
And
that's fine. he flew fine. He just
riding that plane.
Flying the freak flag.
he was like, man, she was a lot. And I immediately saw he was a pilot. And I was like, no, at first I shit talked to her. I was like, they are so fucking stupid about this shit. Yeah. Like he saw that I was about to lose my cool. And I go, I'm taking it out of my bag right now. She's such an idiot. And I said something like that. And he was like, oh, yeah. And then I saw he was a pilot. And I was like, oh, no. I'm shit talking his team. He's going to tell me. But he didn't. He was like, that was insane. And I was like, oh, thank you, pilot. It made me feel so good. But I want to get back to the guy that when I landed in St. Louis, he told me he's in St. Louis. And he's like, I love when people tell me this because we were talking about addiction, I think. Within a minute, I told him like, oh yeah, I get depressed too. And like, I could just tell he was someone that has struggled with
stuff. You should have talked to him the whole flight. You only had a couple minutes.
We really cracked through some stuff. It was like, and he goes, and I love when people say this to me, cause it happens a lot. He goes, I don't even know why I'm telling you this, but, and I was like, yes, I get that all the time. I love it. I've made him comfortable. He's ready to share something really intimate that I'm going to talk about on my podcast.
And say his full name and exactly what he looks like.
And his band.
We can figure it out. We know his band.
Google him.
I think Ben would be okay with this.
Oh, his name's Ben.
He was like, I'm going to meet my dad for the first time. He's never met his biological father, and he was going to meet him the next day. And I was like, oh my God. And he's a twin, and his twin wasn't there, but he was going to meet his dad. And he was like nervous and excited. It was so cute. And I was so glad I got that story, even though I didn't talk to him the whole time. I would have talked to him longer. It was a shame I didn't spark up that conversation before, but it was so interesting. It's crazy that everyone's got their own little story of where they're going. And
some people don't.
Oh God. Some people have no story. As we found out at Tyler Henry last night. Some people just have nothing.
Sometimes
going
they take
on.
A risk and they don't. I'm like, oh, okay. She really wants to talk. She might be interesting. And then she just goes, what are they trying to do? Kill us on this plane? Every 5 minutes, like headphones off. What?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a weird bump in the ride.
People are so lonely.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem.
I worry they're going to want to hold hands if we're crashing. That's the first thing.
Why?
Not
with a random person who says that there's bumps on the ride?
I would love to hold someone's hand when they're stressed out. Like, I'm dying for someone to be next to me who's freaking out, because I would calm them.
But if I'm also dying in this situation because the plane's crashing,
yeah, we're all,
I don't want my last moments to be touching a stranger's hand.
I disagree. I think that we need community and other people when we're scared.
You're different.
Some people.
I would be.
Some people's hands I'll hold. Some people's
I
don't
want. No, I think that in that moment, you would want other things.
Oh,
I'm actually disagreeing.
You're saying that I'm wrong about
what I think that you don't know what you would do.
Oh, that I don't even.
Yeah, you don't know what you would do when you think you're going
to
die.
If I'm in that moment, I might actually want to hold someone's hand.
Well,
I don't like being touched.
About,
I know I won't.
I was reading about the Alaska flight where the hole blew through the plane. Did you hear about that?
Is this just
insane.
Shut up. I'm scared.
They said that it was eerily quiet on the plane because everyone had an oxygen mask on, so there was no one talking. So it was like everyone thought they were going to die, and everyone's
a
totally
hole
quiet
through
because they didn't fasten the bolts. So I think they've they've taken like 12 or 14 something planes of that model off the market because they all were made here in St. Louis.
Those Boeings. Those Supermaxes.
I don't know.
And they said that the their people's like phones like flew out the holes.
Yes.
And then
and they found a phone that survived.
Wow. Those commercials are true.
Because
it was
the
a black
air
box
pressure
phone.
Makes it only fall at 50 miles per hour. So because if it falls, like obviously like straight down, it'll get the velocity to like kill someone, even 50 miles an hour. But if it falls like this, the wind pressure will make it like gentle. And it fell in some, if it would have fallen on concrete, it would have broken. But the person got their phone back and it worked.
So, someone called and was like, are you missing a phone? Like, yeah, it flew out of a plane.
So in the door from the plane that flew open, landed in someone's backyard in Portland.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I can't believe
Oregon
someone had a backyard
Maine.
In Portland. And there was also the miracle, the Jesus miracle of this whole thing was that the bolts that fell out were next to two seats that just happened to be empty.
I know. Those people would have been sucked out.
Maybe.
Why were there two seats empty? Why wasn't someone trying to go?
If they had, because apparently my voice teacher had read up on this. He's flown planes before, and he said that the seats that were empty were like twisted metal, and they were being like, almost being sucked out. So if people would have been in them, it probably would have added to the weight of the suckage. Whoa. And they would have been sucked out.
The weight of the suckage.
I'm sorry to say, I shouldn't say this.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to say it.
No.
Well, I'll say it when we get back from break after I talk to you guys about whether or not I should say it.
Who's suckable outable is what Nikki's going to...
Oh, you want me to... you think that I'm going to say I wish someone so-and-so would have been sitting there?
Like
I'm not
a
even...
jerk.
No, that is nicer than what I was going to say.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. We'll find out when we get back. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking. I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
Same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. I don't think I'm alone here.
Uh-huh.
But when there is a crazy thing that happens, I kind of want it to happen.
Duh. Mm.
Like, I am glad no one was hurt in that. I don't wish people to be hurt. But I think it would be a cooler story had some people been sucked out.
We've talked about this. When
is this
we,
wrong?
When we were kids, I remember you agreeing with me. Mm. I confessed this to you. I was like, when we heard there was something on the radio about like a bus crash and there was like five people died. And I said to you, do you ever wish that it was like 20? And you're like, yes. And yes! You and I like grabbed each other's legs and we're like, thank God.
I don't think we're alone. I've heard echoes of this in Reddit. And I can't even imagine being someone who's like, I can't relate to that at all.
Yeah.
It's not you. It's no one you love. Louis C.K. has a joke about this of like, if it's, you read about like an earthquake in China and like 6,000 people die and you just can't care.
That's Patrice O'Neill.
You can't get yourself. Oh,
maybe
really?
They both have the joke.
Oh, yeah, maybe it is Patrice, but I feel like I've heard Louis say something like this, like, you can't get yourself. It is Patrice. You can't get yourself to care. You try and you go, oh, those people. But it's like if not because they're Chinese. I just set them somewhere far away.
Because they're far.
Yes, because they're in the Far East. Mm-hmm. Because they're you just it. I obviously have empathy, extraordinary empathy for humans and creatures and all everything. But there is a part of me that when there's a catastrophe, I want. Big numbers.
Yeah.
What the fuck is
you have empathy
that?
For it's an individual, but when the numbers get so big, it's abstract and you can't even really fathom the horror of the individual.
But why would I
suffering.
Want more numbers? Because it's the same reason that people like watching horror films. Like, I'm always like, why would you want to see that?
I think
and it's
I
because
know why.
You want, I want things to be morbid. I have morbid curiosity mm-hmm. and I want, the more morbid they are, the more interested I am. And this is not, these are full adults that I want. Dead.
Not
I don't
cute,
want
not
dead.
Cute children.
Yeah, like children, I'm always like, no, let's get the casualties down to nothing. Yes. Animals, nothing. But full
except
adults.
School shootings, how many do you want in there?
No, zero.
School shootings, zero. Zero school shootings. Let's talk off air. But
it's not that you want them.
No,
I think
it's already done. Think, you guys, it's already done.
I think it's that you, this is how I feel that I'm just thinking of now is that I want to be like, oh, I lived through this thing where there
yes.
was something incredible that happened that we're going to be talking about for a long time, whether it's something good or it's something bad.
Right.
You want it to be like an extreme so that it's interesting.
Yes.
Because
that
no
is
one's going to remember a school shooting with five people. They're going to remember, you know,
unfortunately, maybe in America. I think on the plane, I wonder if there's anybody on the plane who had their phone not in airplane mode and was like, oh no, I did this.
And they got prosecuted.
Oh no.
That's so
mine's
funny.
Never on airplane
or
mode.
Or imagine.
You should never put it on airplane mode. Everyone. No. Don't do that.
It doesn't even do anything.
They're not going to get in trouble. Can I
just say, anyone ever been like, excuse me, someone's phone is not on airplane mode?
Let me, to people who don't fly often and maybe you have a flight coming up, as someone who travels often, I just want to just talk to you really quickly about your dumb fears and your anxieties that I'm calling dumb because they aren't real. And you can just calm down, okay? Because I used to be this way too. You do not need to be at the airport over two hours early at a normal regional airport,
international flight. If it's an international flight, I might.
International, yeah. Yes. Like, get there the day before. This is not talking about that. I am way overly anxious for those. Someone needs to talk down to me for that. But for domestic travel, if you're traveling somewhere, you don't need your shit in plastic bags. You don't need to put your liquids in plastic bags. You do need your liquids under 4 ounces. They say 3 ounces, but like, you'll get away with 4. Sometimes I have a full lotion and no one will catch it. They will catch water. It's not a big deal if they do. I forget water in my bag all the time. You don't need to be like so insane about it. Like, make sure I need to double check. It's not embarrassing. It happens all the time.
A normal tube of
toothpaste. You don't need plastic bags.
It's 3.4 ounces. People get the travel toothpaste, the little tiny ones.
Yeah.
A normal tube is under 4 ounces, so you can bring your normal toothpaste if you want.
Yeah, and you're also not liquid. It's like, I think
they've
people
made me
get freaked out about
out.
What they mean about liquid.
I don't know.
Gel
about that.
Is different.
Was it over 3.4 ounces?
I used Tom's toothpaste and I had a full tube once, and the guy made me take it out of my bag and throw it out.
I would say with the toothpastes, I don't do that. I don't bring on a full tube. So I'll risk it because a lot of times they won't catch it. But if they do, they could throw it away.
3.4 ounces.
But again, if it is over, you're not a criminal. You're not going to be taken back into a room and they'll just have you throw it away. It's not a big deal. You don't need to be hyper vigilant of like, and then my shoes need to be. If you don't have TSA pre, which travelers who are anxious about traveling definitely don't. You don't need to get there any earlier than 2 hours before. You don't need to put your things in plastic bags. They will tell you what to do with your shoes. They will tell you what to do with your belt. They will tell you what to do with your coat. You don't need to freak out. If you get anything wrong, it doesn't matter. You're not going to be taken aside. You're not going to be wanded. You don't need to be this nervous about, because there are some people I've heard that are like traveling. They're like, well, I have to get all these different containers for my things. And it's like, just check your bag. Don't get little things. And your bag will not get lost. I've traveled a million times. My bag has only gotten lost 2 times in all the time I've checked bags. And it was found instantly. It was just put on a later flight and it gets to me later on. They're not going to rummage through your bags and steal things. Yes, don't travel with your jewelry in a bag, but generally no one's stealing things out of bags. What else?
Airplane mode.
Don't get up as soon as the plane lands and just stand there like an idiot. Everyone hates you for it. It's annoying. Why are you in such a rush? Just sit down until it's time to get up. As soon as the bell dings, you don't need to get up, especially if you're in a middle or window seat.
Very urgently.
If you have a connecting flight,
but people still aren't going to let you off.
Here's another tip. Why?
Because I want to get my bag and be forward in line. And I also expect...
I'm trying to respect the people behind me who want me
to move fast, and I don't want to be rushed in the moment, so I try to get up as soon as possible.
If you're in a window seat, take as long as you want.
But people will. The ethics of exiting the airplane is that you let the row in front of you entirely exit before you move forward.
No, yeah. Don't do that. Just go. If you have it's like traffic. If this person's taking too long. Yeah, you just zip ahead. You're in the flow of traffic. You have
Might
the right
well
of way.
Might as well open the door in the midair.
Well, they should open the back door while we're talking about what is the
final thought. Airplane mode is an illusion. You don't need it. Yes, you do need to buckle your seatbelt at all times. That is something they will check. You don't need to worry about having your headphones not on. Air Canada is weird about headphones, but you're not flying to Canada. We're talking about domestic flights.
What about tray table upright? Why do they make you do that? Tray table up.
Because they want people to be able to block the exit if there's an emergency landing. You want to be able to not obstruct it. Put your bag all the way in front of the seat in front of you. That is something they will be weird about. You cannot have your purse on your lap.
Okay, here's the question.
You can put your backpack next to you as a lean-to against the window, which is a great device, or on your lap or on your tray table. Put your backpack and lean forward on it. That is a much better thing than just putting a pillow on your tray table. But You can conceal it with a blanket on the side and they won't catch you for that. You cannot vape in a bathroom. The vape will set off the smoke alarm. You will be fined $5,000. Oh, it just happened to people I know.
$5,000?
Yeah, something like that.
Not worth it for a little weed.
Not worth it.
Why can't you just do it in the seat?
Mile High Club.
Like under your jacket.
Yeah, I don't. Because it's no one wants anyone vaping on a plane.
Right, but they can't.
Why,
no,
when
it,
you're
though,
landing?
Yo, oh, vape come
and taking small off.
Oh, kind of, my friends.
Do you
do
need
it,
the window to be open?
Don't know. Yeah. That one's arbitrary. But again, you won't get in trouble. They'll just be like, put up your window shade. Like, I think everyone's so scared of getting an FAA like suspension or something. Like, if you fuck up on a plane, and by the way, you are allowed to lean back your chair no matter what. It is not. It is. I don't lean back my chair because I just feel bad for the person behind me. But it's not. That's just. That's a thing I used to not do. I used to be like, no, I'm going to lean it back no matter what. If someone leans back their chair when I'm behind them, I don't care. You have that right. The chair wouldn't lean back unless you were able to use it. So do that whatever you want. Get up to go to the bathroom as much as you want on a flight. Don't worry.
No. You don't have to go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Please.
I'm
that,
sorry.
Still
I'm litter sorry, the world with sorries. Sorry. But hey,
no,
here's
you
my
two
thing.
Max.
If someone says sorry to you, say it's fine. I don't like when you say sorry and
they,
no,
just
they say nothing. That is so rude. You should be suspended from the flight.
They're actually pissed that they had
you
to move, which is insane.
One,
yeah, they are actually pissed, and they are. That's so lame. You should pee a lot of times.
One bathroom break every 3 hours. If you need to go more than that, you should get an aisle seat.
2 hours.
Agreed. That's a good system. Let's talk about gate behavior. You don't need to line up before your row is called. Let me even talk about Southwest, where
I
you line up A 1 through 30, B 1 through 30, whatever, A 1 through 30 through 60. I'm always like A 22 or something. I would never in my life go find my place in line. Wait for the row, yeah, to just hang
matter,
back. I don't understand all these people lining up like... Just wait until you see about 22 people come in, kind of look at their boarding passes, see what number they are, and then just jump in line. No one can get mad at you because you are in the number you should be. Even if they do seem like you're cutting in front of me, you can just be like, yeah, I'm A16. You're A24. You should be behind me. And they can't get mad at you, and that's victorious. and be quicker when you're like putting your luggage up.
Also, yeah,
put it sideways for the love of God. Everyone, they say that a million times, then everybody puts it flat.
Yeah.
You know, because you guys all have the box ones.
Oh, right.
And they always put it flat. Yes. And then the flight attendant has to go fix them up. They're like they say, like books on a shelf. And people are like, my book go flat on shelf.
Because these people
no,
don't read books. They don't know. Yeah, airplane mode's an illusion.
Stop having a giant hard rolling suitcase that you bring
boner
on the plane. I think that those rolling suitcases that you bring on the plane should be banned. Because I think if you need that much stuff, then you probably need a checked bag that goes underneath the plane. If
I disagree,
because they charge
you.
But it should you be free to check a bag,
duffel
and
bag,
that's why Southwest is good.
No, duffel bags are hell.
Duffel
you have to like actually put
I
them
have a
on
duffel bag
duffel
on
bags
wheels.
80.
Duffel bag. And they tried to
yes,
get me to check that. And they're like, oh, that's not going to fit. And I'm like, this could fit under my seat. What
it's
are you talking
way
about?
Way smaller than a rolly suitcase.
I think those rolly suitcases, I remember when they started to
they
happen. I mean, they
me
weren't always
that
a thing. It was like 20 years ago when they
so
all of a sudden had the
it's
perfect
crazy
size square rolly suitcases that you can store.
Can you believe there weren't wheels on luggage until recently?
Yeah.
Oh, like that seems like the wheel would be invented and then
I
they
loved
put it
those
on luggage.
Days. I just still carry a box one.
You have a briefcase.
Why don't you want wheels on your luggage? Because they're so ugly and you guys look, everyone looks so stupid dragging them around. And
no,
I
don't even drag
so
it because I have four. And so I just lightly touch it. I would put a finger on it and it just travels with me.
Yeah, they're just so ugly.
With my beige bag.
Oh, a moment that I...
Your bags aren't beige. That's pink.
Really? You think it's pink?
Oh,
Anya thinks
yeah
it's pink too. It's well, look at the website. It definitely says beige.
Maybe that's the name of your special. A moment that
beige bag is back.
I can't get over on planes is when the flight attendant comes by with snacks or drinks and they ask you if you want snacks. I feel so infantilized whenever I request something. They go, do you want a snack? And then you have to go, I'll take the cookies. It feels so like a little
right
baby.
Oh.
I'll take, we have chips and cookies. Like, you know how you give a baby three choices so they don't have unlimited choice? That's what they do to you on the plane. They go, we have chips, we have cookies, and we have crackers. And you go, I'll take the crackers. And then they give you the crackers
what?
Like your little baby.
They just shove one into my hand.
That's, yeah, well, when you're flying business, they give you a basket of all these snacks, and they just like put it in front of your face, and everyone just has to like read each thing and touch each thing. And it's like, just pick it. Like, you don't need to be... You're making everyone else wait. It's so annoying.
I hate little fingers that just people that go, little fingers.
That have to touch every... Yeah. Just,
well, the next time you're...
Well, maybe they just got
the next time you're
done.
Not in business finger. Class, just listen to all the people when the flight attendant is coming by with snacks and how childish they sound when they go, I'll take the cookies and I'll take the...
Oh, can I have a milk?
And everyone has a little technique for how they don't want to sound like a little baby. Sometimes they go like, I'll take the cookies, please. And you can tell that they're overcompensating. I just, right. I say, I don't want anything because I'm afraid, I don't want to sound like a baby.
No way.
I go, nothing
Ryan,
for me.
Don't miss out on a biscotti
no,
or like a nice
anything.
Brownie brittle.
Nothing for me.
What about the people that are ordering apple
because
juice
because you don't
want to
seem
plane.
Like a loser. You're not going to eat a
I don't,
snack.
I want to be like,
that's so
and then these
dumb,
losers
Brian.
Next to me are like, can I get a Munchos? It's like, you're a fucking loser.
That's so funny that you won't do that. That's you're missing out.
I'm
that
no
stuff
baby.
Is good. Snacks are
I'm not
fun.
A fucking, I
no,
put my chin
those
up like
snacks
this.
Are so old.
I think you sound like a baby.
I don't, and I go, I don't want anything. And then they think, oh,
nothing
alpha
for
male.
My biggest plane hack is what I said before. It is, if you're in a middle seat, you can be comfortable when you sleep. You put your tray table down, you put your backpack on top of it, and
oh,
you put a
do.
Sweatshirt on top of that. You make it as tall as possible, go. And then you lean on it. Do not lean directly on the tray table. That's too low. It will hurt your back. Don't put just your sweatshirt on the tray table. You need the backpack on top of it. Create a giant mound as high as it can go, and then lean on it. It is seriously better than
way
being
better.
A window seat. Like, you can do that on a window seat, too, but it's like, you can make a window seat doable. And please, for the love of God, if you decide to sleep in a middle seat, don't make everyone next to you tortured with your bobbing head up and down. Just please lean forward and go to sleep. It's so hard to just make this so like like catching themselves apnea style every 3 seconds.
It's like nodding off
or
on heroin on
put
in the middle
your,
seat.
Lean your chair back so there's some way for your head to not keep going like bouncing forward. It is it's hell. Or get a turtle neck brace thing. There's a neck pillow called the turtle, T-U-R-T-L. And it wraps around your neck and it keeps you from doing
you
that bouncing
shit. You are a turtle
shit.
If you wear one of those.
I can't stand
turtle.
It.
Turtle.
But yeah, I mean, I'm so obnoxious on planes and I'm sure there's... And don't fart on planes. That's really rude.
Mm-hmm.
I think people feel like they can get away with it because
it
it's muffled by the sound.
Sucked up into
it's
the
really
air
disgusting.
System and circulated throughout.
No one needs that. Yeah.
Just don't go on a plane at all. Just stay home.
Yeah,
that's really what it is. Just stay home. Where are you going? Stay there.
Oh, here's another one.
You don't have anywhere to go.
Oh my God. This is 90% of people, I think. I am going to trigger someone. Mm. When you check your bags and you're at the, you know, the talking to the person and you get your boarding pass and they give you your boarding pass, they give you your bag tags and it's time to go to your gate. Go to your fucking gate. Leave the area. There are people in line behind you who are late for their flight. And I'm not talking about me. I'm worried about people that, because I've been late before. Guaranteed there's someone behind you that needs that gate agent so they can check their bag and make it onto the plane. By the way, you can check your bag up to 45 minutes before your plane takes off. So if your plane is scheduled for 6:45, you can check your bag up until 6 o'clock. After that, you have to get on the next flight because your bag will not make it. So that is a rule that people don't know about. But people just dawdle. They will just get their tags and they'll go, and so I go down here. It's like, just follow the fucking sign, clear
so
the way
annoying.
Because
it's
people,
always
it's again,
urgent.
It's the people that are.
That line is always urgent. So move your ass.
There's no
always.
One that's not urgent in that line. And these people after, now they're safe. So now they can start taking their time. Mm-hmm. They used to be an urgent person, but they have no recollection of what that used to feel like.
Moments ago.
How about we all just have a little respect and empathy for other people's struggles? Well, I got to the airport earlier than them. Well, fuck you. You had better parents that taught you how to be responsible. This person isn't late because they're a bad person. You're going to be late someday in your life. Be nice to them. Oh, this is my biggest tip. If you, and I've said this before on podcast, maybe not this one specifically, but if you are running late for your flight and your bag's already checked and you just have to get through TSA and the line is fucking long, be a hero for yourself and ask to cut in line. Mm. No one's going to begrudge you that. Say how late you are for your flight. apologize profusely and cut in line. Do not miss your flight because you're scared to be annoying. Those people will forget about you as soon as you go through. It's not annoying. You can be very grateful. You can make them feel like a little hero because they let you through. Mm-hmm. Fight for yourself. Don't just take it up the ass and stay in the back of the line and be like, well, I can't cut. Just have the balls, swallow your pride.
Right. But where do you
go in? You go in where you're going
to have a chance. Yeah, yes, exactly. Don't talk to the person right in front of you and then like slowly make your way.
Cut right to the front, the middle.
Right? And don't implore don't talk to the TSA agent. They don't give a fuck about
They'll tell you to go to the back if they catch you. They won't help you.
And they won't do that if they catch you.
They've told me to go to the back.
If you're asking people,
I was cutting. I was going under the rope to cut, and they're like, "No, going past the rope. You need to go all the way around like a snake."
Well, you know what I would do in that scenario? I would. I yelled at her. I said, "Ma'am, I'm just going to ask someone if I can cut. I'm so sorry. I'm late for my flight. We've all been there. I'm embarrassed. She acted this is so embarrassing.
A threat.
Yeah.
The airline. And that can,
I think people feel so scared going to airports because they feel like they're going to be arrested for the slightest thing. And everyone's a people pleaser and everyone's has alcoholic parents. So everyone's tiptoeing around everyone's feelings and everyone's scared of getting in trouble. I promise you, you can leave your bag and go to the bathroom. No one's going to confiscate it, even though they keep saying things of like, don't leave your luggage. It will be confiscated. It won't be. I love doing it. Just relax with air travel. And if you have any questions, DM me because I would love to dispel your fears. And also, if you feel you have turbulence on a plane, it isn't going to turbulence. Planes can handle it so much. Someone once said to me, a pilot once said to me that turbulence is the same as driving over a styrofoam cup on the highway. Would you freak out about that if you were a driver? No, it would be literally nothing, but it feels like so much to someone else. Mm-hmm. But that is what pilots look at turbulence as. It literally is not any detriment. You're not going to die. And don't hold my hand. No, actually do hold my hand. I would like it. Is this the end of the show? Did we already do final thought? Yes. Okay. Well, we covered it all. This is a very air travel heavy show, but I think I just am tired of people being nervous about something that I'm just like, this isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
But I get that because I used to be that way too. But as someone who does it a lot, it's not that much to worry about. You're going to make your flight. It's going to be okay. And come see us in Florida this weekend, 19th and 20th, Fort Pierce, Daytona Beach. And then I'm going to be in Atlanta soon and many other cities, NikkiGlaser.com, including the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, California, May 9th with Taylor Tomlinson, Michelle Buteau, and Sarah Silverman. If you want to plan a trip around that to LA, that is going to be a fun one. Can't wait. I'm so nervous. Who knows what it's going to be like. But it's Hollywood Bowl, baby!
Yeah.
I told my voice teacher yesterday, I was like, oh, and I'm performing at the Hollywood Bowl, man. He was like, what? What? He goes, what is your life? And I was like, I know. It's crazy. I'm in Baldwin for this little voice lesson, and I'm performing at the Hollywood Bowl in May.
Hey, Baldwin ain't nothing.
Baldwin ain't nothing. Thick and bones. All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Don't be cut. Jump the line. Jump the line.
Jump a Jack Flash.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.